Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today's show, we've got a special treat for you. For the first time ever, we've got a guest on Sex with Emily who's actually having sex with Emily.
No.
We'll also be answering your emails and possibly taking some of your calls on air. Thanks for listening. Okay, I've been throwing out a few mentions here and there about how I received a Sibian in the mail because we were just getting to know each other. I wasn't really ready to get into it, but now I'm ready to spill the beans. This thing will change your sex life. You may think you know all about the Sibian, but forget what you've heard because it's so different from any other sex product you've seen before. In fact, it's so much more than just a sex toy. The Sibian is a full-on sexual experience, one that you can enjoy solo or with a partner. For one thing, it's the only sex product with a unique mountable design that simulates the feel of riding a partner during the women on top position. And the cool thing about the Sibian is that each woman has the power to customize her experience every time she uses it and make it work for her. There's 11 different attachments you can choose from. They have like ones that look like a penis, they have different clitoral ones, they have a finger-shaped one, whatever you're into. All this is to provide you with a variety of orgasms to choose from. Right? How doesn't sound bad, does it? There's no limit to the ways you can experience a Sibian, and each machine is as unique as the woman riding it. And also, women who have trouble reaching orgasm during intercourse, I know there's a lot of you out there, Sibian could be the secret to unlocking your orgasmic potential. So repeated rides on the Sibian can actually train your body to orgasm, making it easier to experience multiple O's and increased sexual response with a partner. And because of the unique design of the Sibian, once you learn how to orgasm with it, you transfer that experience to sex with your partner. Get it? So you learn like how you move and what you like, and then you do that with your partner. It's super cool. Oh, have I mentioned how it will also be hot for your partner to watch you play with it, watch you ride it. You guys can make out, it's a little foreplay. And this testimonial from the Sibian website says it all. My husband and I have been married for 17 years, and I always thought our sex life was okay. But I didn't get too excited about it. My first time on the Sibian, I can hardly describe the feeling I had when my body just exploded. It was just unreal what happened to me. I soon realized that at age of 38, with Sibian, I had my first orgasm ever. I've now started having orgasms while making love to my husband, and I have Sibian to thank. Thank you, Joan in Texas. So to hear what other customers have to say about their sex life-changing Sibians or to order your own customized Sibian today, visit Sibian.com. That's S-Y-B-I-A-N.com. And as a special treat for all my listeners, you get $75 off your first order with code EMILY75. That's EMILY75 at Sibian.com. Thanks for listening.
To his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
You know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. You can check out all of our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list. Have you not signed up for our mailing list? I don't understand how you listen and don't sign up for our mailing list because I do not spam you, but my emails rock. I will catch you up on all the latest podcasts. We write articles every week, and they're just a good friggin' time. And you actually get excited. People tell me they get really excited about my emails, so I'm just saying. And thanks, everyone, for listening. I love you. Hi, Menace. I'm here with Menace today.
Hello, Emily. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I went and traveled many places. I'm back.
I saw that.
I'm sunburned. It looks like I have a disease on my nose.
You do look like you have a disease.
Yeah.
But
I'm happy to be back.
I know. I saw you're like in Haiti and riding around on a cruise ship.
Jamaica, Mexico, some parts of the country, Florida.
With your girlfriend?
Yeah.
When you guys can start fighting or something so we can have something interesting to talk about.
Yeah, we don't fight because it was so funny.
Annoying.
We were just talking about it the other day, and you know, we know couples that have issues and stuff like that. And
couples have issues.
And we just laugh at it. And we go, really? Does everything need to be that dramatic? It's crazy.
It's like you found your perfect woman.
Yeah,
I don't understand it. I like want to hang out and go to dinner and be like, there's some cracks here.
No. You want there to be because that, like, gives you, I'm not saying you, but
fodder.
Like, yeah, fodder. And I mean, 90% of women out there, meaning in life to gossip and talk about drama. Like, who gives a crap?
No, I'm you really know? Happy
well,
for
should
you.
Just go have fun and travel the world like we do.
Dude, I'm really, really happy for you.
Instead of fighting over dumb shit at your house, you know? Who cares
Menace,
about that?
Menace, I'm just happy for you. I just want you to talk. I think it's time that you just, you know, open up about your sex life. That's all.
And this is the Sex with Emily show, and you announced that you're having sex with our guest, and that is amazing.
I know. I didn't even tell Menace.
I have so many questions.
Okay, so Menace, I did not tell Menace, brief him on our guest, but this is Ross.
Hello, hi, everybody.
Ross. How you doing?
Ross Grant.
Hi, Menace.
All right.
And and we've had some fun experiences lately, and I was like, Ross, you should just come on the show and we'll talk about it.
Wow,
and
Ross.
I'm sure Menace would have a friggin' field day because
yeah.
he's actually never really met anyone. No one's been on the show that I've dated.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, this is weird.
Like, I'm making sex with Emily history right now.
You kind of are.
I know. Like,
we're going to give you a jacket after and a awesome. Special yeah. plaque.
The question is, like, first of all, how do you do it? How do you?
Very carefully, Menace.
How do you do it, man? And why would you agree to come on the show? It's crazy.
Why? What do you think's going to happen?
No, nothing's going to happen. I'm just saying that, you know, okay. I've known Emily for 10 years, right?
Right.
And, I mean, love her. Great. Awesome person.
I agree.
But effing exhausting, okay, when you talk to her. Like, how do you handle hanging out with her all the time? I don't get it.
We don't hang out all the time.
Like, how much does she talk?
She does talk a lot. She's worn
of talking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, she usually says interesting things.
And I would want to take a nap, you know?
She tells me that people have told her before, no talking after 8 o'clock.
I told you about that, my boyfriend, a long time ago.
And that her parents used to say only two questions before bed, right?
Yeah, because I would ask questions all day long. They'd be like, okay, my mom would be like, two more.
I know. So you don't have any of those rules
yet. She talks a lot. I mean, I'm not always that talkative, so sometimes she'll just come in and talk nonstop, and then I don't have to say anything. It's great.
Yeah, he's not very talkative, and I fill in the blanks.
But you haven't, like, set any rules yet.
No.
Like, how...
About talking?
Yeah, so how long... Yeah. About talking.
No, I haven't limited her talking yet. But.
Okay.
That
no,
wouldn't
get
go down.
To that point. Yeah. Believe me, my friend. Have that conversation now, so it's
Stop
not a big
it,
deal
Menace.
Later.
You know, I didn't...
What?
I could have, like, beforehand been like, Menace, be cool, don't do anything. But I'm like, fuck it. You're going to say
no.
What?
No, I'm
okay,
cool.
Move on from
Come
talking.
On.
My talk, oh. He likes, my talking is one of the things that, I don't know, he likes about me.
Okay, that's great.
Any other questions?
Yeah, more questions. All right, so, wait, so how long has this been going on? Like,
it's sort of been off and on for months.
Months, all right.
What would you say, Emily?
I mean,
like the truth?
Yeah, I mean, we met 2 years ago, actually, mm-hmm. and then we were friends for a while, and then we were dating.
What
and
sex
we
party? What kind of sex party did you guys meet at?
We didn't meet at a sex party.
We met in, like, the most non-sex party way ever. We met just looking at apartments.
Looking for apartments
about
a year ago.
Okay.
Or we met 2 years ago, but, yeah, sleeping together for about a year, but
okay.
a few months is
cool.
fine, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we met looking for apartments 2 years ago when I was moving to West Hollywood, and he was moving here from San Francisco.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, wow, Bay Area.
Yeah.
And then we became friends. And we went on a date, and then...
And then we, like, didn't see each other for, like, 6 months or something like that.
Right.
Emily was too cool. We texted now and then.
Oh.
And I kept our
texting.
Relationship to podcasts and Loveline.
Cool.
Yeah, he listened to me. Yeah. Well, because when we met, you were like, oh, I recognize your voice. He had heard me in Loveline.
Yeah.
And he likes Loveline.
Nice.
And, and then we just started dating.
Cool. So what do you guys do? We'll get to the sex part, whatever.
Okay, we did, we didn't meet a sex party, but we did go to a sex party that I'm going to talk about.
Yeah. All right. That was, like, last week.
What do you guys do... for, like, fun and stuff like that. Like,
pretty much all Sibian all the time.
Yeah.
He actually he broke my Sibian
No, for real. I just want to know, like, what I mean
no.
Like,
what do we do?
Entertain.
Go to dinner, go to movies, go to parties.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hang out with friends.
Mutual friends.
Yeah.
Cool.
What do you think I do?
Stuff.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
We
how do you keep her entertained? Because she's
You think
Again,
she'd
I love
be
her.
Hard to entertain? Is that
yeah.
Your I'm
so
chill,
much
Menace.
ADD. Like, I took her with me to some screening of a movie for, like, it was like.
It was the worst movie ever.
It was like some press screening, right? And all she did is talk through the whole movie. And then I was embarrassed because all my colleagues was like, who the hell is
Dude,
this?
Dude, everybody talked the whole time. It was the worst movie that's ever made.
No, everybody was just you. Talk the whole time.
Okay.
I'm just saying, how do you keep her entertained?
She's a little bit of a homebody. Sometimes I have to make her do stuff, actually.
See, this
really?
Is what you don't know. People
see?
Don't believe this
That's
about
what
me.
I want to know.
Actually, I go out more than she does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Because I'm talking all day and I'm working all the time. And I actually, people assume that. Like my friend Anna, David, mm-hmm. was like, you go out every night, you're out every night. I'm like, I really don't. Like, I actually yeah. like to hibernate and sort of be kind of more reclusive. Yeah. So, yeah. I said, home.
Okay. So when she said that she does sex with Emily, you're like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, you know? That's a good...
Was that like... very interesting to you right away. Obviously, any guy would probably think that was interesting.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I actually used to live in San Francisco, and I used to hear her on her FM show up there like years ago.
You heard us on this radio.
Wow, that's right. Crazy.
Which would it was like 4 or 5 years ago, yeah. I think. And then, you know, I heard her on Loveline, and so when I met her, it was just really interesting because I heard her voice, and I was like, I know that
stalker.
Voice.
Stalker, but that's cool. You like stalker.
So not a stalker.
I wasn't really looking for an apartment.
Exactly. Yeah. He moved here to be with me. No.
Yeah. No, I mean, I, you know, I'd always liked what she had to say on the radio. I was interested to get to know her a little bit.
Cool.
It was cool.
Yeah.
So you used to masturbate and listen to the show before
constantly.
You met her.
Maybe you yeah. did. Maybe mm-hmm. that was the connection, but you don't remember. But it's interesting you say that because I don't know if I've asked this, but people do all the time. They're like, are guys intimidated to date you? Like, is it weird? But I don't know. Like, were you – because that's just
– No.
No, it wasn't intimidating.
Honestly, just no, I don't know.
You're like,
know.
Cool, sex with Emily. Maybe
I mean,
she knows
cool.
something.
My parents have been like, so what's that like?
His dad asked him, what's sex with them? So what's that like? And you said,
what? It's a lot of fun.
Wow. You had that conversation with your dad.
Yeah, and they Googled me. His parents Googled me.
Oh, well, she actually met my parents fairly recently.
Oh, my God.
I went
how'd
to
that
my
go
family
over?
Reunion.
How did it go over, Emily?
I liked
was it.
Was
it stressful for you?
It was stressful because it was actually a few months ago. And when I went to San Francisco and he was having a family reunion outside and San Francisco. And he was like, oh, do, as long as you'll be there, come meet my family. And I was like, okay. You know, and then I'm thinking... A reunion. It wasn't his parents. Like, it was this whole, like, how many members of your family?
Like, 30 of my cousins and aunts and uncles and stuff.
Yeah,
like
for
that.
The weekend, Sea Ranch.
Wow, okay, so there's 30 people there, and then you say, oh, this is...
Sex with Emily. Is,
right.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I
well,
know.
We didn't even say that, but it was like my parents knew she was coming for a while, so of course all the cousins had, like, Googled her before we got
this
there.
This is the
so
problem. You Google going, me. It's like, yeah. anal sex month. Hi, Emily. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Steak and BJ day.
Right, exactly. So
wow.
They, yeah, they were cool. They
cool.
liked me. I liked
of
them.
Of course. Did they have like a ton of questions that are just asking you constantly or no? Or they avoided the subject?
They avoided the sex. What do you think?
They kind of avoided the subject, to be honest, I think. Didn't they? I don't know. Did anybody ask? Like,
no. No one was like, so how did you study sex?
No,
what exactly
just,
went into that?
Give me a tip on PJs.
Yeah. No, no it wasn't
no,
like
nothing.
That at all.
Okay.
No. No.
I remember my dad just, they talked later and went, well, at least Ross is having a good time.
Yeah. You know that it's a good time. Yeah.
What about your mom, though? I mean, like, of course, dad's going to be into it.
If anything, my mom, my dad's a little more conservative, so my mom was probably like, this is great. And was all fascinated, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, mom was nice. I liked him. But I was nervous because it's like when I meet people, I'm always thinking about, like, my job is not just like, I'm a doctor or I'm a – Ross is actually a doctor. But it's not like I'm actually like, I'm a dentist or – it's like I'm a sex and relationship – you know, I have a doctorate in human sexuality and I help people better sex and relationship. You know, he's like, it's always weird. Sex with Emily is my brand. You just – you can't just say it. And, but I just – I don't know what I said. I think they all knew, though, because they already Googled me.
Right.
So that was a good time.
Wow.
Yeah.
So surprised, meaning family.
I know.
I'm sure they loved her because that always happens like that.
They did love her. Yeah.
They could not. I don't know.
I mean, it was a last minute thing that she came, but it was really fun.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
I'm blown away.
I know. You can't even speak. I've never seen you like this. But it's funny. So the reason why I thought it'd be interesting to have Ross in here, besides the fact that people, who knows, maybe people assume I don't really even have sex because they've never met anyone, but we recently went to a swingers party.
Oh,
a play party.
Here we go.
And we're talking recent. It was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I thought about you, Menace, the whole time. No, not the whole time. But what happened was Holly and Michael, they're swingers. They have a show on Playboy Radio called Swing. Mm-hmm. And they've been saying, oh, come to these play parties. They're fun. And you know I've been to, like, parties in the past. Yeah. And it's interesting if you've never been. And they sent me a text. We were out the other night, which is such a random night. Because first we went out with Dr. Drew and his wife, Susan, for dinner. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, like, a normal night. And then we went out to see Anderson, who's the, you know, call screener on Loveline. Yeah. He did a film screening at Busby's.
Producer. He's not just call screener. He's not
I
even
mean
the call
screener.
Screener.
I don't know why I said that. Board engineer. God, sorry, Anderson. I love you, Anderson. He's jealous of you, actually. He's like, who's
why?
Menace? Because he's like, he thinks he's my other guy that I
wait,
do show with.
People know way more people know who Anderson is more than me.
No, people know you.
No.
People know you. Okay, so anyway, we did that. And then, like, in between the dinner and the screening for Anderson's films, I get a text from Holly and Michael. They're like, hey, there's a really cool party tonight in the Hollywood Hills. Do you want to come, like a play party? And Ross and I talked about it because he's never been to one. And if you've never been, it's kind of an interesting experience. So I look at it, I'm like, do you want to go? And you had to work the next day.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, maybe we should just you were like try, but I was kind of tired. I'm always no. So you know why he's good for me? Because there's so many nights where I'm like, yeah, we should go to a movie. And I'm like, oh, I'm just going to stay home. And he like pushes
right.
me.
Right. I mean, that was a perfect example where you'd think Emily would be like, yeah, sweet. And she was like, oh, let's just go home and go to bed.
Yeah.
I would have been like, oh, I'm going to bed.
Right. So
I kind of talked to her. I mean, I had never been to one, but I was just curious. I was like, when else am I going to go to it?
Tell me about this experience, though. Like, how many people were there and what was going on? Were there people naked? Did you see live sex acts? What's going on?
Yes.
Are all yeah.
No, I mean,
we drive from the house. So we drive like, you know, going up the hills, and we're like, what's going to be like? And I knew that these people would be like, there'd be like an attractive swinging crowd. Not that it mm-hmm. matters, but like, you always think swingers of ponytails. And I want to tell you that, were there any ponytails at the party?
There were no ponytails.
No ponytails.
No.
And so
then you went to a really high class one.
Yeah.
Right.
Was high class ponytails. I'm not going to mess around. So we go to the party and we get there and Hallie and Michael greeted us. And there was just, it's like a regular party. Like people are standing around drinking, maybe a little more scantily clad.
Yeah. But I mean, when you walk in, it pretty much just looks like any party in LA. It was like they had a bar and a DJ and like food, they had hors d'oeuvres set up and stuff.
Wow,
and,
classy.
Yeah.
And
totally
it was just at a nice house. In Beverly Hills, and people were just kind of standing around.
So how many people are at this party?
Maybe like 50, 60, something like that.
All right, so you get there
More women than men.
Yeah. So the rule for swinger parties is that it has to be couples, and then single women are allowed to come. So when they invited me, they're like, hey, come meet us. I'm like, I'm with a guy. They're like, okay, cool, bring him. Mm-hmm. So we went, and we're talking to him. But the great thing about Hallie and Michael is they've been in the lifestyle, as they call it, for a while. So Ross, actually, you had questions. Like, they actually were like our tour guides, our swinger party tour guides.
Yeah.
And they were explaining to you and to me about their relationship and how it all worked, right?
Yeah, because I didn't know anything about this whole world. But Michael was a really interesting guy, and he has a PhD in psychology. Getting one, so he was really into talking about the whole thing worked and all the different rules that different couples have and stuff like that. So yeah, it was interesting talking to him about
it. And then they took us on a tour.
Yeah.
And like so before, it's like a regular party, people are drinking and talking and you walk, and we're like, okay, you walk back to the house, and there's like two bedrooms that were empty with like candles and like bowls of condoms and like just beds. You're like, okay, that's where the sex is gonna go down. And then there's like a back room, or there's a back room too.
Yeah. And it was funny because when we got there, I was like, this is just like any other party. And Emily kind of went, yeah, wait like an hour or two, everybody will be having sex everywhere. And I was like, no way. And then about an hour later after, we just kind of had a drink and hung out. And then we went back to look at the other rooms. And then when we went back there, everybody was having sex.
Everybody's having sex.
In front of everybody.
Yeah.
It'd be like sort of like each room would have like a couple of people having sex. And actually, there were a lot of people just standing around watching. Like it was very much about sort of the voyeur aspect of it. Because a lot of people weren't really participating. They were just watching.
Wow.
Yeah.
Us included. I mean, we didn't.
Yeah, we weren't going to like.
We just watched.
Right. We watched. And then we walked around. It was funny because then there's people like having sex. And then we were like on the dance floor and it starts getting kind of, everyone's dancing and we're just standing. Were we dancing?
We were kind of dancing. And then it was funny. Like we were sort of dancing and just like making out or something. And then we looked to our left and some couple just started having sex against a pole right next to us.
Wow. So like, what kind of positions are going on at this?
It was a lot of from behind standing up. That seemed to be the go-to.
That was the go-to. But at first I'm like, are they dirty dancing? Oh no, they're doing doggy style.
Like it was so foreign to me because I realized I've never seen any two people have sex in front of me ever. So I'd look over and be like, wow, she's not wearing much. Oh wait, she's actually naked and he's actually having sex with her right next to me.
And there's like two women going down at a guy on the couch. But then some people are just sitting around talking, you know? So it's interesting because you look over and you're like,
after you experience all this and you don't have sex in front of anybody, do you go home and have sex?
Yeah. Well, I thought it was great foreplay because it's hot to watch people have sex, you know? Like we were like,
you weren't tempted to go into a room there and have sex?
No.
No,
we weren't. No, but it was
so
hot.
You had to like wait.
But then we had awesome sex when we got home, I think. Yeah, it was really fun because it's kind of like foreplay. Yeah. But it's like watching porn, but live porn. And then you go home and you have sex. So it was interesting. Wow. But the best part, the reason why I thought, because at one point I'm like, okay, we've seen this. Can we go? And then Ross was like, I look over and he was just like, wow. Like his face was, and I was like, it's probably like how a kid feels like with, you know, a parent feels with their kid, like the first time their kid sees snow and they're like, oh, seeing it through their eyes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, Ross is seeing people have sex. It was such a fascinating experience for him.
I know. You brought that to him. And it's before the holidays too. Like, what are you going to do? Now,
what do you do? I know, exactly. Right. Your parents would be so proud. Right. I'm opening your eyes up. Exactly.
I know. Wait until your parents find out that she's bringing you to swingers parties now.
His mom did say to him recently, so I don't understand this podcast. How do I listen or something? Oh, I'm like, please, can we not go
I know.
There?
My dad has been trying to listen to the morning show that I'm on, the Woody Show in Los Angeles. for like the past year and a half. He can't figure out how to stream it. And I tell him, don't worry Why? About it. I don't know, because we're always ragging on stuff.
But so. You're good.
But Menace does never give any details of his sex life?
He used to. I listened to an old show recently.
But, I mean, I'm not going to wild sex parties. And I have sex
sometimes
here and there. But I'm not like a single man. I'm in a relationship. And I always said this is, you know, this is people are not here for me. They're here for Emily. You know,
it's the sex with Emily show. People love you, Menace.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate
all the emails.
That.
Everyone, thank you for emailing
but
us.
But there's, I'm not at the level of why people are here, you know, when it comes to sex. I'm
yes,
here to
are.
Enhance you and make you a better broadcaster.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. God knows I need that help. The other thing that I also want to talk with Ross about, which we'll get into, is that I believe you hadn't used sex toys before with a partner. You
can not... Very little.
Oh, my
very,
God.
Very,
Are
little.
You ready, man?
Very, very little.
You've been to her apartment, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
I mean, I haven't been to
have
her...
You?
No, I haven't been to her Los Angeles apartment, but we used to have a lot of meetings at her San Francisco apartment, and that place was running out of space.
Yeah, it's intense when you walk in there the first time.
Yeah, there's like toys. It's like, now I got the Sibian. Like, it's a whole thing. And he actually was with me when I tried the Sibian. So we're
and
gonna...
you told me that your LA place is smaller than your San Francisco
one,
right?
Yeah, it is. It's
oh
smaller.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are you just tripping over everything?
She has no closet.
I have no closet.
Clothes and sex toys.
Wow.
It's really, I know. It's hard. It's hard to like navigate like a club with the Sibian to get to my dresses and then climb back over the fleshlights and then, you know.
It's cute though. It's small, it's like her.
Yeah.
Oh, how sweet. I mean, like, can the fuse box, like, handle all the charging? It sounds
I haven't
like you need,
blown
like,
a fuse yet.
You need solar power.
I know, totally. Okay.
You need to get one of those new Tesla batteries that they have for the
totally
home.
Totally do that. Okay. Well, I got to talk about something really quickly, and then we're going to go back to toys. But the thing that you need to know about, is my magic wand. We've tried the magic wand, right, Ross? The Cadillac of all vibrators. How long have we talked about the freaking magic wand.
Oh,
10
that's
years?
Been your number one for 10 years.
Right. Well, the exciting news to share is that it's the same toy that you know and love and trusted for 30 goddamn years. Who has toys out for 30 years? It's amazing. Penetrating vibrations. And you remember that I used to plug it into the wall and all that. But now the mind-blowing magic wand is unplugged, has no cord, and no limits to how you can enjoy it. So it's a common belief that rechargeable sex toys can't be powerful, but the rechargeable wand is every bit as strong as the original. In fact, I love it because it has a few new tricks up its sleeve, including a smoother silicone head, 4 brand new vibration patterns like you've never felt before, and 4 levels of intensity to choose from, and I've tried them all, and they're all equally mind-blowing as the original, not to mention a little bit quieter, which is great if you have roommates. Because if you have roommates, sometimes they can hear stuff that's going on. Thank God I don't have roommates. Okay, so.
How long does the charge last again on these things? You
I think it lasts hours. I feel like I never charge this one. Like 4 hours, maybe? Wait, I don't know.
Probably.
Like 5. Like 3 times. I've never even charged it. So it's awesome. So this is the deal. You don't have to sacrifice pleasure at all. Just try out the rechargeable vibe at magicwandrechargeable.com. Are you ready to go unplugged? Okay.
Cool.
Now we're back to the show. We're getting some calls.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. So we thought we'd try this out. We are going to open up the phone lines once a month, twice a month, see how it goes. And we just tweeted out the number and let you know through Facebook. It's all at Sex with Emily. And we have a call coming in, and it's Rachel from Utah.
What?
Let's put Rachel on. What up, Rachel?
Oh, my God. Hi.
What?
Hi.
The phone's working, everything.
It
it's
works.
Crazy.
This is crazy.
I know. What's going on?
I'm such a huge fan, so I'm kind of nervous, but I'm
Don't
really
be nervous.
Excited.
I'm excited, too. You're
okay,
our first caller.
Good.
What's going on?
What? I'm the first caller?
Yes, you are.
Oh, my God. I've been waiting, like, anticipating this. This is crazy. Okay. Hi, I'm 24. I live in Utah. And so I have a question. First of all, thank you for what you do. You've kind of changed my life, my sex life.
Oh, my God. You're welcome. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, you're awesome. No, you're awesome. I listen to you every day. And I've been listening to you for the last few months.
And I'm here with Menace, by the way.
Hello.
And a guy, Ross,
I'm sleeping with. I love Menace.
Thank you.
I love you.
Thank
both.
You, too.
Okay. I'll stop fangirling now.
Thanks, sweetie.
Okay.
It's really sweet to hear from you.
Okay, so my boyfriend and I decided to first have sex in March, like, for the first time, and it was with my boyfriend. who I had been dating for like a month. And the sex was awesome. I've always been really into sex and like super turned on and always like passionate about it. And so from right from the start, it was like amazing and awesome. But I didn't think I was having orgasms because I've always heard that if you have one, you're going to know. Right. And I never knew. And then so after like a few months of having sex, I was like, I really don't think I'm having them. So I had to do some research. And that's how I found your podcast. And I was like, okay, I need to go get a vibrator. I need to start masturbating.
That's it. That's
right. I had never done it. And like it took two times and I had an orgasm.
Oh, awesome. Oh, which what toy did you buy? I need to know.
Okay, well, I bought like the little mini bullet, like the Screaming O.
Oh, perfect. It's a great starter one. Yeah, it's three speeds. It's like $15. Yeah. Great starter. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Good job. Congratulations.
So it's awesome. So now I can have orgasms super easy. And I watch porn. And I can have orgasm, no problem.
Wow, like, look. Easy. Doing the Lord's work.
I am a menace.
Yeah. You are. Changing people's lives. It's awesome. But now it's kind of a problem because I was having sex with my boyfriend for like 6 months, maybe before I ever had one, and I still can't have them with him. Okay. And we have awesome sex.
That's really super common. Okay, so if
know,
you've been
but
listening.
It's been, but now it's been like I've been able to have orgasms for like 2 months now, and I still can't have them with him.
Okay.
And we tried, and.
So you're having them obviously. Yeah,
and
you're having him clitorally, right? A clitoral orgasm because you're using a little bullet.
Yeah.
So how come you can't you just bring the bullet into the bedroom?
I have.
Okay.
Really?
We're very open about everything, and I tell him, and he was really excited, and he wanted to try it on me, and I tried to show him, and, like, he couldn't do it in the right spot.
Well, like, then maybe you need to do it the first time and have his hand.
I've tried, and it's just, like, I don't know.
I think you're blocking yourself. So you're having anxiety around it, I think, because he's watching you. And, like, in your room, you probably feel like you can make the faces you want and you can, you know, rub as hard, whatever it is that you do. And you're probably really self-conscious that he's going to be, like, judging you and that it's just not going to happen. And so a lot of times we, like, cock-block ourselves from orgasms, you know? Like,
I know, but I've heard you say that. And I'm like, we're so, like, comfortable together, though. I think my problem is like communicating. Okay, here's the problem. It's like we have a certain way of having sex because it's been like 6-8 months.
Yeah, but that's nothing. You can change it. Okay.
I know, but okay, but so like it's always really good, but like I think he's like so used to that way that he's like not used to like
what is the way? What is the way? Like missionary?
No, we do everything.
Well, I thought you said there's one way of sex.
No, I know, but it's usually like he's into the G spot more so than the clitoris.
But you're not yet. So here's the deal. Does he ever go down on you? Oral sex?
Yeah, but okay, when he does, it's still like I don't know if he knows like now that I know what it like I don't think he's giving enough attention to my clitoris and I told him that, but then I think I hurt his feelings. I don't know.
No, I don't think you did. I think that guys just need to be shown and you're young. Is he 24? Is that well?
He's 27.
Okay, guys in their 20s don't know anything about the clitoris or the vagina, to be honest. So I think that you just need to be totally honest with them because I believe it sounds like a good man, you sound like a good woman, and you've probably picked a good guy, that he would actually be really interested in wanting to know exactly what to do to please you. So
So here's my other problem. It's only with a vibrator. I can't have an orgasm with just my fingers.
Okay, that's common too. But okay, so you could bring the vibrator with. Do you use lubricant?
Yeah.
Awesome. So lube is great. And I think that you just need to show him. Has he ever seen you have the orgasm yet? Like, has you?
No. And I almost feel like he doesn't even care because he's so used to like having like I don't think he even cares anymore. Like,
okay.
He did at first.
Well, listen. Okay.
I wasn't having them, so he's just like.
Rachel,
whatever.
Here's the deal. Okay, so you got to back up. So you're telling yourself all these stories about why it's not happening, blah blah. You guys were having sex for 6 months. That's nothing. You can change. This is like you can change this whole game around and just be like. First of all, I recommend mutual masturbation. You have the vibrator, and be like, babe, let's like. I think mutual masturbation is a great way for couples to like learn.
So like I'm doing it myself, and he's doing it himself. Because
Totally. That's hot. He watches you watch him, and then he's going to see exactly what you're doing. He'll get off because you're getting off and try that. But I think you're like limiting yourself because you're yes butting me. So all the things I'm telling you, you're like, but just listen. So there's stuff.
I'm listening to you. I trust you.
No, you're awesome. Okay, good. So I actually have a great blog on my website called What's Getting in the Way of Your Orgasm. And you should check that out. I have tons of stuff like this on my website. But I think that you can have the orgasm. That's great. So you just need to figure out how you can translate him. So first, he needs to watch you do it. You need to do exactly what you do, even if you're holding it while you're on top or bottom or doggy style. And just like let him see that. Tell him to like slow down. And you're assuming that he only wants to have sex in these certain ways and he doesn't care about your orgasm. But you're right. He's probably used to it.
No, he does care. But then it's like, so I told him, so then he tries to spend more time on the clitoris. Then like after like 5 minutes and I don't have an orgasm.
5 minutes is nothing. Like, oh. 5 minutes is, he could have made you dinner, got you a glass of water. Like 5 minutes is nothing.
Yeah, you're overthinking it. You should smoke weed or something. Chill out.
Ross, what do you think? Okay, Ross, we got some two guys in here, so we're going to have to let you go. But
it sounds a little bit like you're making assumptions about what he thinks, though. I mean, I think just sit down and talk to him.
There's too much thinking going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there's too much thinking, and yeah, honey, you're so in your head, but I love that you got a vibrator. I think that you just got to be like, babe, listen, our sex is awesome. I love having sex with you. And now that I've like had a – did he know you weren't orgasming before?
Yeah.
Babe, this is so exciting. I want to show you this. Like, this is how, let's play some music, light some candles, have some wine, and be like, let's do this thing where you get off and I get off. You show him what happened, what you do, and then you like explain to him what you need and bring that little bullet with you. Don't worry about that you can't do it with your fingers or whatever. That could come later, but it doesn't matter. So now you just got to figure out how to integrate it and stop like telling yourself all these messages that he doesn't want to do whatever, because it's not true. And check out that on my website, What's Getting in the Way of Your Orgasm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you so much for listening and calling. You're awesome.
Thank you.
You're my first call. You rock.
Awesome.
You got this. You're on this. Keep
this
going.
Crazy.
Keep talking.
Right.
Thank you, honey. Have a great day.
Silver tequila. Silver. Not
the tequila, the female Viagra. Bye, sweetie. Thank you so much for calling. Good luck, too. Keep us posted. Bye.
Great call.
I love it.
She's just getting in her head about what he's thinking.
I know.
Exactly. Don't you think that women do that a lot? And when you're appreciative when
totally.
I'm like, hey, Ross, I need
they
this
need
story.
To talk. He'll probably be stoked on it. He'll be excited to
talk
about it. And excited to watch,
now,
too.
Speaking about orgasms and stuff like that, first time, did you have an orgasm, Emily?
With Ross?
Yes.
No. I don't remember.
No, I'm just kidding. Was there a lot of pressure at having sex for the first time, knowing, this is what she does for a living, constantly talking about sex?
Wow. It's going back a little ways. I think, I wasn't thinking about it at the time as much. I probably thought about it later.
That's why I didn't have one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what she's like. Yeah, you didn't think about it. it was kind of a spontaneous thing when it first happened.
Because we were friends and we didn't think we were going to hook up.
And then we didn't do it again for a while. And then probably, I don't know.
Okay, I have a better question.
Go.
Okay.
Forget that one. How does she sound when she orgasms?
Oh, jeez.
There we go. That's what people want to know.
I don't know. Emily, why don't you just do an impression of it, and I'll tell you if you're accurate.
I can't. Is there a vibrator in here? No.
Ross, you tell me. Come on.
She's loud.
You don't have to. Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Yeah.
What are you guys having?
She doesn't have roommates. Yeah.
Am I loud? I'm loud. Am I always loud?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, so you're having sex at her house.
I'm loud. And his house, but he says.
I don't really have roommates either.
Okay.
No. I'm loud.
Yeah.
Loud, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she doesn't hold back. She's uninhibited. It's good.
How many decibels, like, loud?
Like, a lot.
Hundreds. So do you think maybe her neighbors can hear her?
No, because I don't have neighbors. I live in a separate house.
Yeah, she lives in like a separate little house.
I know,
yeah.
But I'm sure there's...
I close my windows. I have air conditioning on.
Yeah?
But I wonder when the windows are open.
I don't know. Now I'm thinking about the first time thing. Why do you have sex with me again then?
Because you're hot. And I thought there's potential because most women don't have orgasms the first time with a partner.
Right.
And then we got closer.
I did, though. If you were wondering if I did, I did.
Oh, you did. Yeah. Yes, you did.
I did have an orgasm.
I know.
Great.
I feel like every time you have. Thanks. Thanks. It was awesome. But I feel like then we started to communicate more about things because it was really I mean, it was very – so Ross, when we opened up, said a few months, but it's actually been a year. And it's funny because we were visiting your family. They're like, how long have you guys been together? You're like, a year. But then just now you're like, a few months.
Yeah. Emily answers in various ways, too.
Yeah. But it's been a year that, like, since your penis has been in my vagina.
Well, that's always correct. Like – that's always
look
like
at Madison's
when you're
face, just Madison. Really
yeah, but I mean that's the typical thing that when you're usually like casually hooking up with somebody and then maybe you end up being in a relationship with them is like, oh, you know, what do you call the, you know, actual timeline of us, you know.
I also think the guy starts to care more later.
Yeah. Not always.
Ideally,
the guy cares. Sometimes he's like, we'll just, you know,
well, I mean,
keep banging.
Sometimes it's like girls complain about it. It's like maybe the guy just didn't care the first time.
Yeah. Well, it's even like Rachel called in. Like, you think, like, her guy doesn't, you know, I don't know. They've been together. I think most, yeah, if you, someone likes you in their relationship, you hope that they care. But I wanted to talk about, before we get into the Sibian experience we had, but I want to talk about the first sex toy I think we used was the cock ring, the Jeju, the Mio, which is friggin' rockin'. It's like a rechargeable
cock ring.
Cock ring, right? Wasn't that the first one?
I think so, yeah.
What color is it?
Black. Mm. I left it at your house. Do you still have it?
Yeah. It's in my pocket.
And that was cool because I don't think, so what did you think about it? Because you'd never, I always talk about how guys like the vibrations, but I thought, didn't you like how it felt too?
Yeah, and it's really
a cock ring, it vibrates.
It's just cool to use one that you're both using at the same time.
Yeah, because like, he puts on his penis and then I get on top of it and have orgasms. And...
Now, you said that you didn't really ever use sex toys before hanging out with Emily. Has any of them, you know, caught your eye? Like, that you like so far. Like, oh, you got to bring in that one.
I mean, I like whatever one she likes, so it's just fun to, like, have her try. She likes the, I'm bad at the name of them. The little pebble one.
Oh, the Mimi.
Yeah, you love that one.
The Jeju Mimi. You even know that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's hot watching her use that one.
Yeah, it's great because it fit, like, I guess, like, yeah, it fits in the palm of your hand, and it's great to use for clitoral stimulation, and also you can use it, you know, on guys' balls or shaft. Pretty cool.
Has she introduced you to the dump truck yet?
No, enlighten me, Menace.
there's no one.
That's Menace made it up.
I've been working on that one.
The other good thing that Menace had his idea for his own sex toy. The Sibian, let's talk about that. Because so what happened was, I talked about Sibian at the beginning of the show, but they sent me one because I met them at like the sex toy shows. I go, and they're like, we want to send you one. I'm like, oh my God. And I got it. And I was a little, at first, I'm like, it was in the box. And then you take it out. And I was like, I got to try it. And so Ross was over. I'm like, let's try it. And it's cool because, I don't know, you plug it in the wall and you do mount it, and I didn't try it with any of the attachments because it has attachments you can like ride them like like a vibrator, like a attachment, like a dildo attachment, but I just wanted to like feel the vibrations of like clitoral stimulation. And he like worked the controls. It's like a spaceship almost. It has like a vibration control. You can go up to like 11, whatever,
it's really
10
fun.
And it was hot.
What are you telling your friends? Like, I'm going over to her house.
He
and
did
she
text
a,
his friend. Wait,
have
what?
A Sibian. You know, like that's not a. Not everyone has a Sibian.
Nobody
at
has.
The house,
I'm like the only second person they've ever given one to for free. Yeah,
and people are familiar with it from Stern. To be honest,
yeah.
So my friends are like, oh yeah, from Stern.
Right.
Did you get Sibian head?
Sibian head is a big thing. So did you see how it could be? You didn't that time.
I didn't. I know.
We'll work on that.
Okay,
it's so mind blown.
I'm trying to imagine all this stuff. So you're walking in, and there's a freaking Sibian.
It's not that big though. You think it'd be really big and intimidating?
I'm assuming that it.
Yeah, it's just out there on our coffee table when you walk into the place.
They actually just sent me this ottoman. It looks like just like an ottoman, like a furniture thing. But you open it up, and I could store the Sibian inside of it. It's so cool.
Because I'm thinking the Sibian is like it looks like a. One of those rodeo horses that you would see at a bar or something.
Yeah, but
like
it's on the floor. Like, it's smaller, though. It's like a little
saddle.
Yeah, I actually have the measurements here, which I wrote down. Yeah, no, but it's not that, like, intimidating at all, like, in that way. Like, look at it. Here, honey, look at the picture.
It's small, actually.
Yeah. It's, the measurements are, what is it, 10 inches high, 13 wide, 12 inches long.
Wow.
And the thing about it, which I thought was cool, which we have to do more work on it, but what was your experience of like watching me on it?
It's hot. I mean, it was cool watching you do something you'd never done either.
Right.
Yeah, for the first time, and then you're trying different settings and stuff, and I don't know, it was just fun to watch your reaction. It was hot.
It just plugs into the wall?
And it's intense. I mean, it's intense.
Yeah.
Like the motor, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Feels like you're operating a heavy piece of machinery.
Right. It was a good time.
That's crazy.
So fun with sex toys. Yeah, exactly. We want to help us answer some emails here.
Okay.
Totally.
This one is about dating in San Francisco, so I thought you could really help me with this.
Definitely.
One. Okay, Emily, I've started listening to your show this year and enjoy it a lot. It's entertaining and definitely insightful. Even being 32, I know there's always more to learn. Hoping you can give me some insight into meeting and connecting with women that are strong and beautiful. I'm 5'4", athletic, working out 5 days a week, own my own company, own my own place, make good money, and feel like I'm confident in every element of my life. I live in San Francisco and have for most of my life. I actually think there are a lot of beautiful girls in the city, but for the past 4 years, I haven't met anyone that can keep me interested for more than 6 months. Besides a general lack of connection, there's either a complete lack of intelligence, no sense of humor, or not attractive. I found a few girls who are put together but unexciting sexually. I feel like I'm looking in the wrong places. I've tried all the dating apps and they're all losers for me. All my friends are married with kids, so the phase of getting introductions to single friends is pretty much over. Being a shorter guy, I feel like one of my issues is making an approach at a bar, but once I'm in, my confidence takes over. Bottom line, I'm wondering if you have advice for me and how to meet a woman like you. Confident, successful, sexual, and ready for a relationship. Do they exist in my city? I know you know this city, so help me out. Do I need to change up my social scene? Any resources outside Tinder and apps, similar apps I can check out? Give me direction. Thanks, Mike. What do y'all think? San Francisco. You guys both came to LA, but what do you think dating in San Francisco?
Dating in San Francisco would be pretty easy if we're confident.
Yeah, and he sounds like he has the confidence.
Mm-hmm. Then it's just pretty much just a numbers game then.
And right? He seems like he has really high standards and he's kind of judgmental with these women maybe. Yeah?
Yeah.
And like I'm wondering if like he's just holding to the standard that like he thinks he knows exactly what he wants. He's like, they're attractive, but they're not attractive. I'm not into them.
I have friends like that where they've set such high standards, like they end up never dating anybody.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But if that's whatever, then you're just gonna be a numbers game then. You're just gonna have to keep on going.
Yeah, and he also says he's dated these women for 6 months and they don't work out, then they just don't work out.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
To some extent, it's like, what do you want?
Did he say for 6 months?
Okay. He said I get tired of him after 6 months.
Well, a lot of guys do. That's what happens.
Everybody.
I don't know that he's emotional. Exactly. That happens. I don't think that he's really emotionally like open. I think that he's in his head, just like our caller earlier, that he's thinking about it too much. And maybe he should try a little duty dating, like with girls that you're like automatically think, no, I'm not into. Like go out with them once, like three times, like three dates, and don't just write people off that you think you wouldn't be into. Because clearly the women that he thinks he's attracted to, he's not necessarily attracted to. Mm-hmm. So I think that you just got to, you know, and if they're not sexually unexciting, you also might have bailed too soon on them and they might be more exciting because sometimes it takes time, you know, to get into someone. So, I mean, you got the confidence thing down and just make sure when you're out with someone using eye contact, you're asking questions and make sure that you have plans for the dates. And just really maybe you just got to not think about it so much. Again, just ask women out that you wouldn't normally be attracted to. Okay, Mike, good luck in San Francisco. You know, everyone thinks that every town sucks, but the truth is, wherever you go, there you are. You'll find someone. And we have another caller.
Sweet.
So exciting. It's Ryan from Minnesota. Hey, Ryan, what's up? Thanks for calling Sex with Emily. You're on air. What's up, Ryan?
Is this Emily?
Yes. Hi, Ryan.
Hey. Hey, Emily. That's Ryan. I heard you talk about before about vibrators and guys being afraid to buy them or have them for women. And,
is that you? Are you afraid to buy them? What's your question?
No, we've had a vibrator before, but my wife, you know, we don't get it on that much. And, you know, it seems like when we do have a vibrator that, you know, she would use it and then we wouldn't have sex for a long time. So it's not like we're afraid to have a vibrator.
Okay, so what's the problem? What's going on right now? You have a vibrator, and she uses it, but then she doesn't want to have sex?
I have heard you talk in the past about how guys are afraid to, you know, get vibrators.
And you're not afraid.
You know, and, you know, to have a vibrator in the house, and then because the women, you know, don't use it or whatever, but... I'm sorry. I'm just really nervous.
Oh, no, don't worry about it, sweetie. Nervous at all. You're awesome. You're so awesome. No, I love you.
Yeah, so I get what he's saying. He's like, don't be afraid of him.
Yeah, so you're basically not afraid of him, but right. You're saying that she's not as into it, maybe. Are you saying that you buy it and then she's, like, not using it?
Well, no, she'll use it, but then it's like we don't have sex, you know, that often because we don't, you know, maybe we have it once a week, but if, you know, I'm not around or whatever, she'll use a vibrator, then it's like 2 weeks. Well, you know, we won't have sex for 2 weeks then. What I'm saying.
Oh, he's getting replaced.
Oh, you
by
think
the vibrator.
Oh, you're being replaced by the vibrator? Are you sure?
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Well, what
do you? You need to throw that thing in the dumpster then.
I did.
You did? Oh no. Okay. So something else.
We've used it together, but then it seems, you know, like I said, when I'm not around, you know, I'm always wanting to get it on, but. So there's times when I'm not around, and then all of a sudden she'll use it. She would have, or did use it, and then...
Do you guys ever use it together? Did you use it together before you threw it in the dumpster? You did?
Yeah, we did.
And then you're, like, at dinner, and she's, like, texting the vibrator.
Okay, is there other things
Skyping
going...
with it later.
Is there other things going on in your relationship right now? Have there been stress or any issues? Is she going through anything emotionally? Do you guys have a fight?
No.
Financial stress?
She gets stressed at work, but... You know,
it's just the vibrator's that good, Emily.
No,
accept
it's not
it.
True. They don't replace
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
yeah.
I don't think that's true. Are you doing... Do you know...
I've seen through. I try everything, back rubs. Every time we... Because, another thing I was going to talk to you about, too, is I don't last that long since I've bought metformin.
Uh-huh.
It didn't seem like it helped me much.
Really? It didn't help you? Did you use it correctly?
Alcohol. Gotta try alcohol.
I think that there's a lot going on. First of all, do you make sure that she's pleased? Like, do you know how to give her an orgasm?
That's the thing. I go down on her every time and, make sure she's pleased. And then I do my quick thing and...
Right. So you're worried about, premature ejaculation. So it sounds like there's a few things going on here. Do you think that she's, have you guys talked about that? The fact that you don't last as long in bed and do you guys talk about this stuff?
Oh, we both, realize that I don't last that long. So right. that I make up for it, going down on her and making sure she's always pleased first.
Right. And how about just foreplay and doing things? Do you guys ever go away together? Do you ever surprise her? Do you ever sex outside the bedroom? Sometimes you just got to mix things up.
Yeah, I try to get it whenever I can.
Okay. Well, I think that you just got to
Whenever she's in the mood, then,
But you got to get her in the mood. Foreplay starts after the last orgasm. So what can you do to turn her on? What makes her feel good? When you take her out, when you make a special plan, if you surprise her with something, give her a massage, tell her it's all about her pleasure. I don't really know. Is there something else that you guys, that you've been wanting to try, or does she have any sexual fantasies that you guys haven't tried yet? Do you guys talk about this stuff?
I've tried to talk to her about it, but she never tells me anything about her fantasies or anything. So.
Why is she saying she's not having sex with you?
We got three kids.
Well, that's really hard, too. Okay, so you've got kids and work.
Yeah, but have you even had that discussion? Have you had that discussion at all or no? I know it's
it's really hard.
Weird and
it can be really challenging.
That discussion on why you're not having sex.
About what?
About just why you're not having sex.
Yeah.
It is a problem. Couples who don't have sex, eventually, you do become roommates. So it sounds like you have to change the way you guys are talking about it because it's not really, you're frustrated and I think that you're also, have some, you're upset with her because of the vibrator thing and you're thinking that's replacing you. I'm not sure that's the case. I think there's something else going on here and that you need to, take the conversation to a deeper level. Okay? Okay. Okay, good luck.
Vibrator, man.
Go shopping for something else. Yeah. Go to your local sex toy store. I know there's one in Minnesota. And walk around and be like, hey, what about this lingerie? What about this toy? What about this book, this porn? And just get a whole bevy of things you can try to spice it up again. Okay? Good luck to you. Thank you so much for calling, Ryan. I really appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
All right.
Good times.
See? Getting what? Replaced by the vibrator.
Dude, that doesn't happen. Yeah. No.
I mean, you always say that it never happens. Yeah.
It doesn't happen. See? It can't cuddle. The vibrator, I would never.
She's a
pusher. I would never leave you.
I know. I'm okay.
Sex toy pusher.
Oh, you'd be okay with that, actually.
No, I mean, Emily loves her vibrator, but it's all good.
Yeah. And I'm going to use it every time. Although I did on Valentine's Day, I brought over a suitcase of toys that I wanted to try. Mm-hmm. So I was literally a suitcase. It was kind of hilarious.
And a collar.
I woke up with a collar on.
And a leash?
Yes.
No way.
Yeah, I did.
Was it studded? What kind of collar was it? Leather?
Leather. Pink.
Pink?
We don't
Where
really
did you get this?
It was Joanna Angel. It was Joanna Angel's. It was from Stockroom. Yeah, Stockroom.
Wow.
Emily also fell off her chair at dinner that night.
I was buzzed. And I fell
Oh, man.
And I don't drink that much, which is a good time. Okay,
other than
here.
Sex toys, what else does she do on a Valentine's Day for you?
What
did
I do?
She needs to do other than bring over a suitcase full of sex toys.
I know, but I always give crap. I'm like, other than the sex, what are you bringing to the table?
I was telling Ross.
Scintillating conversation before she fell out of her chair. And then then it was time to go
home. I used to say that you used to give me shit because you're like, I don't cook. I don't, I don't understand what you bring to the table.
She made me a smoothie the other day.
I did. That was good. It was a really good smoothie.
Yeah. Okay, I'll help
you. Did you buy it or did you make it?
No, she made it. That's her one cooking thing she does.
What else do I bring to the table? Menace always wants to know.
Yeah.
Stuff,
things.
Yeah. So much.
That's a short comment. Okay, we'll leave it at that.
It's never a dull moment.
See?
Right.
That's what she brings.
Here you are on a podcast talking about your sex relationship with millions of people.
Yeah, why not?
It's never a boring moment.
Exactly. It's not boring. I'm surprised, too, he wants to be here. But thank you, Ross. And should we give out your Twitter and
you're
something?
You're welcome, Emily.
Ross is a doctor, also a musician.
Sweet.
He plays in bands and has great music. So you can check him out at Dr. Ross Grant on Twitter. We just started his Twitter account.
Yeah, I'm new to Twitter. It's exciting.
I know. Welcome. Just tweet him. And,
all our listeners are going to tweet you. Yeah. Like, I mean,
are they going to be
mean? No. I don't know what the hell they're going
to
say.
Yeah. And, I mean, like 80% of the dudes that listen to the show want to have sex with her. So I'm sure they'll have nice comments for you.
That could be dark, huh?
Don't forget, strike that. And it's at Dr. Ross Grant M. What the hell is it? MD, PhD, OMG.
Yeah.
Okay. All on Instagram. That was the Instagram. At Dr. Rand. Dr. Ross Grant, MD, PhD, OMG. And Menace is at Menace.
This Menace, yeah.
Across the freaking board. I love you, Menace.
Love you,
this
too.
Is good. You were good. You handled this well.
Yeah. See, I didn't get you too upset. She gets mad at me sometimes. Feels that I grill her too much. But everyone always sucks her dick all the time, you know?
It's
somebody has to bring her down to reality.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
It's good.
This was awesome. Thank you both. Okay. Anything else I have to say? Thank you, Madison Price. You're amazing. Producer, thank you, Lori. Is she here? Lori, thank you for everything. And thank you, Kevin. Thanks for the calls and the board.
I didn't have to run the board this time.
I know.
I was so happy.
And so I really hope that we're going to start doing this more often, taking calls, and we will let you know when. So you have to follow me, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff, at Sex with Emily.
It's great and, hearing from the people.
I love it. We like this, like old times. So yeah, thanks everyone for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, guys, I got to tell you about Fleshlight, which is the number one sex toy for men. And it's probably the only one you want. So let me tell you about it. It's a male masturbation sleeve. And I know you're thinking, I've got my hand. Why do I need anything else? I'm sure your hand works fine, but we talked a lot about toys on the show. If you could feel something that actually felt like sex, but not like your hand, but just as amazing, and you had mind-blowing orgasms, doesn't it make you curious? Don't you want to try it? I think you should try it, the Fleshlight. It is a crowd pleaser. Not one guy, and I know a lot of you about it, who listen to the show, have ever said, like, I want to return my Fleshlight. It sucked. Or like, oh my God, where's the Fleshlight been my whole life? So check it out. If you want to last longer in bed, like our earlier caller, they have the stamina training unit that can help you do that. And they also have the new Flight, which is smaller and lighter, but it does not necessarily mean for smaller penises. So don't be upset if you buy that one. It doesn't mean you have a small penis. Check it out. Go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, and use code Emily, and you get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube. Also, Promescent. If you want to last longer in bed, you have to try Promescent. Did you know that 1 in 3 men, they suffer from premature ejaculation, or they just don't last as long as they'd like? There is an orgasm gap between men and women. I'm sorry, it's true. Men last between, 4 and 6 minutes, and women can take between 20 and 40 minutes to orgasm. So Promescent closes that gap. You should check it out. Go to promescent.com. That's Promescent. Thanks for listening. Love you. Bye.